Hey, there's no game review this Friday because I've been traveling for work and didn't have time to put one together. But instead, I'm going to bring you a pre-convention report as I'm traveling to a game convention this weekend and a gamer story. This weekend, I'm traveling to a game convention of sorts called Camp Nerdly. Although it's not a game convention in the typical go sit in a hotel and play games at tables in air-conditioned rooms and such kind of convention. Instead, this convention is held in Prince William Forest State Park in Northern Virginia, very near to the Quantico Marine Base. So instead of staying in a nice hotel, we're camping out in bunkhouses and playing games in craft halls and mess halls that were built by the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, as part of the works program in the 1920s and revised in the pre-World War II era to be the training facility, I believe, for the OSS, which became the CIA. So it's a place that's got a little bit of history, as much history as a lot of America has. And it's a pretty cool state park now. There's lots of walking trails. It's just really nice to be out in nature. This is the 12th or 13th year the camp is run. It started with just a few people, 1 year coming up to a state park to play games, and it's grown now. Usually we have around 100 people come. Everybody gets assigned a chore. We all communally cook all of our food together, eat together, play a lot of games together, and generally speaking, it's a really great weekend, even when it pours rain on us sometimes or is far too hot or humid. The weather this weekend looks like it's going to be excellent, in the 70s, maybe low 80s, and no rain in sight, so it looks like it's going to be a great time. The games at camp run a real eclectic gamut. Some years, it's really, really heavily story games-based. Sometimes there's been a lot of LARPs going on. Sometimes board games, occasionally we have some war games or some miniature games. Just whatever people are passionate about, they bring, and they play, and they get together, and they form a community. And it's a nice thing. So I don't know what this year is going to bring. There's not really a schedule set beforehand, so it's always a surprise, and I'm going to bring some stuff that I want to play. And hopefully I get to play it, and if not, I'll play in other people's games and get to see what they're really passionate about. Thinking about camp has got me thinking about some gamer stories, and this one is about a gentleman that I met at camp. Named Paul. In order to understand this, you kind of have to understand how games are organized at camp. Basically, after each meal that we eat together, there's what we call the pitch session, where folks get up and they say, this is what I'm really interested in running in the next open time slot, and this is how many people I need to play, or what the game's about. And basically do a very quick elevator pitch for the game. And we usually get a dozen or so folks doing this each time slot. So let's paint the scene. Everybody's been eating, they've been talking, they've been socializing, they've just had a good meal, sitting together, catching up with old friends, people they haven't seen for a year. And then we need to everybody to kind of quiet down a little bit and pay attention while people basically announce what's going to happen in the next chunk of time. For the first several years that I was there, it was a cacophony. It was loud. People wouldn't be quiet. And basically, you had to yell to pitch your games, which was not very good for the people pitching. Wasn't terribly great for the people trying to find out what they were going to play. And we tried a lot of things, but it usually amounted to trying to be louder than the ambient noise in the room to make sure that people could hear what was going to go on in the next slot. It wasn't really a great solution. Then one year, this gentleman named Paul volunteered to be the pitch master, the guy who helped organize all of the pitches and all of the games in those after-meal segments. He seemed kind of soft-spoken at the time, but as I understand it, he sung opera as a hobby, I believe. Paul understood the power of the voice more than anybody I think I've ever met, and he was kind of soft-spoken. And I honestly wondered at the time how this was going to work out, but it did. Paul's plan was pretty simple. Instead of being louder than everybody, he told everyone pitching games just to pitch them in a normal voice, like they were talking to people across the table. And then he announced to the gathered group of gamers there at dinner that if they wanted to hear the pitches, they needed to quiet down. It took about 2 pitch sessions, I think, and suddenly, when pitch session time would come around after meals, you could hear a pin drop in the mess hall, because everybody wanted to hear what games were going to be offered up that next section, and they knew that nobody was going to yell or holler or scream or somehow get their attention and tell them they had to be respectful and they had to pay attention. In that simple act, he turned what was a really raucous, kind of over-the-top loud procedure into one that actually was really quite nice and respectful. I didn't think it would work, and it did. And I think that's really cool, because he taught me, I think sometimes, that to be heard, you don't have to be louder than all of the people around you, but they do have to want to hear what it is that you have to say. Unfortunately, this gamer story doesn't really have much of a happy ending, because earlier this year, Paul passed away rather suddenly. So this is our first year at camp, in several years, without him as pitch master, and he will be missed sorely. So if you've got a story you'd like to share about something that somebody taught you that you gamed with, or just a remembrance of someone you gamed with that's no longer with us, drop me a line on Anchor, and I'll try to compile them into a show at some point. Because it's important that we remember the folks that have taught us stuff or that have come before us. And especially important that we remember the folks who aren't there anymore. I'm reminded of a quote from Terry Pratchett, one of my favorite authors, that says that a man is not truly dead until the ripples that he put out into the world are gone. And I take a little bit of solace in that. So...